Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
We want to watch things.
Yes.
But you don't know what to watch.
Yeah.
There's so many things.
There's so many things online to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a couple.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what to watch.
You know what? In addition to, you should give us a few.
A few?
Yes.
I'm going to add one more and give you a few.
Thank you for that few.
Add one in there for you. Now, if you go, Monica, this one's for you. I think you'll love this movie. I don't know about you, Zach, so I'm interested in your thoughts on it.
Okay.
But the movie in the movie theaters right now, it's featuring Elizabeth Moss from Handmaid's Tale.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Invisible Man, or just Invisible Man.
I've heard the previews.
Yeah, you heard the previews. Like, you listened to them.
They were on Spotify.
So basically,
I heard the previews.
Elizabeth Moss's character is in this abusive, physically, emotionally abusive relationship with this rich man. He commits suicide, leaves a lot of money to her.
Oh.
And so she's living her life, and all of a sudden she's being haunted by a ghost of him. But it's not actually a ghost. She left him.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And so he created a machine that faked his own suicide, turned him invisible, and he is making her life a living hell, making her seem crazy to where she has to be instituted and all of that.
I got to watch it.
You're into that.
Yeah, I'll watch.
I could see you being into it.
Yeah,
and it has a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I'll watch that. Because there was another movie on Netflix that was just so disturbing. It messed with me. I had to turn it off. I was like, but this right here, I think.
But imagine being haunted, but not haunted by your ex who's trying to make your life
and everybody
terrible.
Else thinks he's dead. And
because he committed suicide.
He's like, alive.
You know,
he's invisible.
You're not going to create a machine to make you invisible.
Talk about being ghosted.
That's a ghost right there. Well, being ghosted and not left alone.
Yeah.
I'm on the other side of this. I am highly disappointed in this movie.
Why?
I'm mad at this movie. Because here it is. This guy has figured out how to be invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he does with his powers?
That's what he wants to do.
You could go to any shower in the world and you choose to mess with your ex.
Messes with his ex for leaving him.
Let it go, man.
You can't let it go.
Move on.
She left him. He faked suicide and then he haunted her.
Wow.
He could have just gone and watched her in the shower and then gone on his merry way.
He did. And then he creeped her out.
Done something else. Yeah, I'm highly disappointed in this guy.
And that's in theaters?
Yes. The Invisible Man, it's in theaters, came out last night. 92% on Rotten Tomato. All right. But if you don't want to go out and you want to stay home, Al Pacino has a new show out. It's called Hunters.
Oh, it's great.
On Amazon.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Yes.
You've watched it?
Yeah, yeah.
How much of that have you watched?
Episode 3.
You've watched 2 full episodes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. She just watched episode 3. She went in.
That could be the thing, too.
I was watching it last night. So.
Yeah. And it's directed by Jordan Peele.
Okay.
Or
so
produced by
Jordan
Peele.
I like this
show.
Oh, yeah.
It looks cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're back in the 70s, and he's leading, and it's like Nazi Germany is trying to start another Reich in America in 1977. So Al Pacino is putting together a team to stop that from happening.
And it is not a true story on any level. I know there were people on the internet that were mad because they depicted some things, and they said, that never happened. And they said, we know, because this is not a real show.
I know, yeah.
So there is that. So it's not any sort of historical adaptation inspired by true events.
It'll put you in your feels. There's moments where you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, but
they're hunting.
I'm just on episode three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's on Amazon Prime.
But again, we have not verified. Did Monica just start at episode 3 to be weird?
So you did watch episode 1 and 2?
Well, yes, I did.
Okay.
I had to go back and watch 1 again because I started without Jared. And he was like, you started them.
Sounds like something you would do.
Started without me. I wanted to watch it too. I'm like, oh, I didn't get far.
It's like when I sweat and I slave over dinner for the whole family and I set their plates out. And by the time I get to mine, the kids are already done. I'm like, how dare you? You started without me.
Yep.
Do I work
How
for
rude.
You?
Yeah.
Rude. Okay.
And when you think that there are no more ideas for reality love shows, there's always a new one. Netflix, this one is super popular. I see it all over Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
It's on Netflix right now.
Okay, so what they do is everybody has their eyes stabbed out and then that's
you're not that far off.
Oh, okay.
So you go on speed dates with people. There's 30 people total, 15 guys and girls. But you're in different pods. You can only hear the other person's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And you do speed dating that way for like 10 days. And then after the 10 days, whoever you feel you connected with, you propose to them.
What?
Yeah.
Not just go on a date. You propose to them. And then once you propose, you guys can see each other.
Okay.
And then after you see each other, you get to see all the people that you didn't pick.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to go move into an apartment. All the engaged couples move into an apartment complex together.
Is there any twist on this where all the voices have been disguised and you find out like it's another dude? Is it a guy? Is it a girl? No catfishing in that sense. Oh, we'll forget it then.
Yeah, but I mean, people can describe themselves however they want to before you get to see them.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, and then, so once you're engaged, you move into an apartment complex, and you have to meet the family members of your fiancé. It's just a lot.
Yeah. It is a lot.
But people love it.
So Love is Blind, and then the Hunters. Is that the
Love is Blind on Netflix.
And then The Idiot Man.
Hunters.
That's the first one.
Hunters on Amazon Prime, and The Invisible Man out in the movie theater.
Stupid moron. And doing it wrong out in the movie theaters.